Philip Van Winkle continues a study of 2 Peter. Here's Philip.
In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9, as we continue today in our study of 2 Peter, Peter writes, "But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." The Christian virtues is what we have been talking about up to this point. And so Peter says, "He that lacketh these things is blind." And he who does not do the things prescribed, who doesn't add to himself virtue and knowledge and self-control, he cannot see at a distance. He can't see clearly down the road. You see, when you become a Christian, if you're not adding these things to your life, it's not going to be long until you're right back to where you were when you first became a Christian. You forget that you were purged from your old sins, he says. He has forgotten, literally, he obtained forgetfulness. And so Peter's saying, look, if you don't add these virtues to your life, you will add forgetfulness to your life. You're going to forget where you came from. And now when these Jews were purged from sin, they knew it was by a blood sacrifice that caused them to be clean. One thing that some people do is, you know, once you become a child of God, over time, you forget that you were sinners too. And so you get this idea of this spiritual elitism, where I think I'm better than a brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so because they did this certain sin, and well, I would never do some sin like that. But Peter says, oh, no, no, you've already forgotten how you were. If you hold that attitude, you're going to find out very quickly that you're an elitist, that you forgot what you were, that you also needed the blood of Christ, that you also had to be washed, that there was a time that you were lost in sin. And he says, we as Christians cannot be that way. Verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Here's that word diligence again. Give diligence, that is, eagerness with carefulness. So we should be eager to do it. You make sure that you are doing what is right. Do it with eagerness, but be very careful and be very concerned about what you are doing. Hasten to do it. Be concerned about it, but be cautious. And so he says in verse 10, your calling. To make your calling. Well, how are we called? Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14 that we are called by the gospel. And so Peter says, you make sure that your calling is absolute. Well, how do you do that, Peter? Well, the gospel is what puts you into Christ, and it is the gospel that's going to keep you in Christ. If you will continue to add these things to your life, if you'll continue to do His will. If you're following along, we encourage you to open your Bibles to follow along in these scriptures. Turn to Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of His grace. Notice what His word is able to do. It is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them who are sanctified. The Hebrews writer in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, as we've already discussed, Peter says, according as His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So He has already given us all these things. It is the gospel of Christ that will keep us. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. You know, we could go on and on showing that it is the word of God that will keep us and will secure us and will make sure that if we follow it, we will never fall. You also see in this passage, this phrase, you shall never fall. Literally, in the Greek, they used sometimes something that we call double negatives. But they used it, and it was actually okay for them to to use it, because it was for emphasis, to emphasize something. And right here, the phrase, "ye shall never fall," could literally be translated, "ye shall not ever fall, not never, at any time." Well, how can I be sure? How can I be sure that I will never fall? Well, it has to do with what we talked about in our last program, those Christian graces. If I continue to add these to my life every day, if I continue to add the knowledge of God every day, if I continue to add brotherly love and agape love, and if I continue to keep myself unspotted from the world, all these things that we mentioned, then I will not fall away from God. Now we come to verse 11. "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." He says you will have an entrance. You know, the Christian in one sense is already in the everlasting kingdom. And yet there's also a sense that we are waiting for the kingdom. You see, we are currently in the kingdom, which was established in the days of the Roman Empire, as was prophesied in Daniel chapter 2, as Paul said in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. So we as Christians are already in one sense in the kingdom, but we also know that there's another sense that we are waiting for the glorified state of the kingdom. We that are in the church, once we die, we will be able to enter into that glorified state of the kingdom, where there is peace and rest from our labors, as is written in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. John the Revelator, he says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." And so that's what we're talking about here. That's what Peter's mentioning. If you and I will add these things to our lives, if we will live on this earth the way that we should live, by adding all of these things to our hearts and to our souls, then we will one day make it to heaven. Verse 12, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth." You know, back in verse 10, he says, it is possible to fall. And now he says, since it is possible for you to fall, I'm going to keep reminding you about all these things so that you never will fall. When he says, I will not be negligent, that is, I'm not going to shirk from my responsibility that I have to you to see to it that I keep presenting the truth to you over and over. I know that not all of us are preachers, and yet I think we have a very good principle right here in this verse for us, and that is, you and I must continually remind one another about the truth. We constantly need to remind each other of things that we already know. There's a time that we're going to continue to learn things. There's a time that we'll learn new things. But we should always be reminding each other about things that we already have known. And so Peter says, I will put you in remembrance of these things. Put you in remembrance. Here's a word here in the Greek called tupos. I don't know, it didn't exactly make it in the translation exactly right. It's used 18 times in the New Testament, and in reality, it simply means an example or a pattern. And here's the point. Peter wants to make something clear to these people. First, there is a pattern, and second, they need to be reminded of it over and over again. Peter says, I am not going to be negligent to put you in remembrance that there's a pattern to follow. Folks, there is a pattern. The Hebrews writer says in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, who serve unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make a tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown on the mount. The Hebrews writer is making a comparison. You know, just as there was a pattern to the tabernacle in Moses' day, there is a pattern for you and I to follow today. This book, our Bible, is our pattern, and we must follow it. He says, I will always bring it to your mind. Look, you already know it. I know that you already know it. You already established it as a fact. You are already established in the faith. But he says, even if you know this certain thing, you're already walking in this certain way, you still need to be reminded of it. You know, sometimes we hear a preacher preach, and he'll preach about a sermon, and then someone in the audience might say, oh, I've heard this before. Why is he preaching on this? He just preached about this last year. Well, he's doing it for the same reason that Peter's doing it, to put us in remembrance. Verse 13, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. He says, I think it necessary. It is necessary as long as I am in this tabernacle, this earthly body. 2 Timothy chapter 5, Paul says that his body is a tent, a temporary dwelling place. Peter says, listen, as long as I continue to live in the flesh, it is my job to stir you up, to keep before you in remembrance all these things. Oh, he puts so much emphasis on remembering. He's saying, as long as I'm here, I'm going to remind you. I'm going to keep you remembering that there is a pattern and we need to walk by it. Verse 14, knowing that shortly I must put off my tabernacle, even as the Lord Christ has shown me. Now there's a time, and I think probably next time we will discuss this passage more, a little more in depth. But I think we need to understand what Peter is saying here. He says, one day, folks, I'm going to die. But until then, I will serve God. I will put off my tabernacle even as the Lord Jesus Christ showed me. And until I die, I'm going to keep reminding you of the pattern. So look at what he says in verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things in your remembrance. He says, first, I'm going to put it in your mind that there's a pattern. Second, I'm going to remind you as long as I live that there's a pattern. And then he says, thirdly, even after I die, when you think back on my life, there's one thing you're going to be able to say. You know, what did I think of Peter? I tell you one thing I knew about him. He knew that there was a pattern. I'm going to call your attention to the pattern, the very one you are walking in. I'm going to remind you of that pattern as long as I live, until the day I die, so that when I die, even after I die, you look back on my life, you're going to say, one thing I know about Peter is he understood that there was a pattern. And folks, we need to keep that in mind as we live every day of our lives.